It's time for Talkin' Ship with the Wisconsin Maritime Museum on the Lakeshore's good neighbor, WOMT.
Welcome back, listeners, to Talkin' Ship here on WOMT with Kathy from the Wisconsin Maritime Museum. Good morning, Kathy.
Hey, good morning, Terry.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Well, I'm glad that you're here. Always enjoy our time together. Listeners, if you ever want to go back and listen to any of our previous episodes, we do podcasts online every week at wmtradio.com/podcast. There, click on Talkin' Ship, and you can listen to any of our past programs. Today, Kathy, on the program, looking ahead at this coming Saturday, April 20th, Shipwreck Day.
It is. It is Shipwreck Day. And that's actually one of the ways we came up with a name for this podcast, Talking Ship, is that I always talk about talking shipwreck.
Okay.
I'll talk shipwreck all day, all night. And so this Saturday, if that's something that interests you at all, come down to the museum for Shipwreck Day. All day, we have, a couple things going on. We have underwater archaeologists from the Wisconsin Historical Society who'll be there, not doing a formal presentation, but there to do activities with kids and also answer questions of learners of all ages who will be at the museum. We also have a children's author, Kathy Groth, who wrote Sunken Shipwrecks of Lake Michigan, who'll be there to, again, give a talk, sign books. So it is your time to talk shipwreck all day this Saturday.
How many ships have been or sunk, I guess, in the Great Lakes? Do we know?
Yeah, well, we have estimates.
Okay.
And the estimates range from about 6,000 to 8,000.
Really?
Yeah. So a lot of vessels, again, think about it. It's the busiest water highway, or at least it was for a big chunk of time in the mid to late 1800s to the early 1900s in our country. It was a transportation highway that grew all the big cities out here in the Midwest.
What causes many ships to sink?
Oh, so many fun things. And by fun, I mean terrifying and horrible.
I get it. Yeah.
So whether it's weather, that's a good one.
Look at that.
Yeah. Or collisions, remember we just not too long ago had that terrible situation in Baltimore,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Big, heavy things with a lot of inertia hitting each other or hitting something, whether that's the bottom, whether that's a dock structure, whether that's another ship. That also is a big reason ships can wreck, fire or other disasters. And of course, you know, errors in navigation can often get vessels into trouble. So again, we have thousands of wrecks out there, hundreds in Wisconsin waters alone. So this is a great time to learn more about that really interesting history.
Yeah.
And, you know, what we often say in the world of underwater archaeology is that we use the examples of the ships that didn't make it to tell this larger story, this larger maritime story of all the thousands and thousands of ships that did and all the people that worked on them, sailed them, depended on them for their livelihood back in these, you know, different places around the Great Lakes.
Yeah.
So it's a fascinating history. It's what drew me into this, you know, 30 plus years ago. And it's, you know, we're so fortunate that this is our mission, to be able to retell those stories. And this on Saturday in particular, it's going to be free admission for 12 children, 12 and under. So this free youth admission is being sponsored by the National Marine Sanctuary Foundation and, of course, the Wisconsin Shipwreck Coast National Marine Sanctuary, an organization that's dedicated to, you know, doing that same thing, educating about these stories, protecting and preserving these wrecks. So we thank them for their support, and we hope a ton of people are going to come out for this event this Saturday.
Listeners, don't miss out. Bring the whole family and enjoy Shipwreck Day at the Wisconsin Maritime Museum. Kathy, how do they learn more and get connected?
wisconsinmaritime.org.
We'll talk to you again next week right here, WOMT.
Talking Ship with the Wisconsin Maritime Museum is heard every Wednesday morning on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT. Learn more about the museum online at wisconsinmaritime.org. You're listening to WOMT Radio, a CAFER broadcasting station.